Аудиозапись номер 50. Section 2. Exercise 25. Listen to people talking about their hobbies and do the task from your textbook. Speaker 1.
Some people can't understand what I get out of doing puzzles. They say, why don't you do something more productive? Or why do you spend so much time on something you are going to take apart? But what they don't understand is that doing puzzles can improve your memory as well as concentration. You're imagining the pieces you have left and where each one might go. It is impossible to do a puzzle and not think about it constantly. And now I've come across an online jigsaw puzzle site, which has made it even more fun for me. On this site, you can choose the level of difficulty from a simple 6-piece cut to a challenging 247-piece cut. Also, you can upload your photos and make them into jigsaw puzzles that you can share with others. But the best thing is that you can communicate with others by sending them puzzle postcards or even have puzzle competitions.
Speaker 2. I've always loved paper airplanes. I am fascinated by their flight, by the force that keeps them up in the air. I even had some problems at school, as my teachers objected to my hobby. But I didn't mean to interfere with the class. I just wanted to make a better plane that could fly very high and go a longer distance. Recently I learned that in the Guinness Book of Records, there is a record for time aloft for paper airplanes. I started looking for more information in the internet and found a site organized by Ken Blackburn, a person who is also obsessed with paper airplanes. In 1983, he set his first Guinness record and reset it several times after that. He also wrote a book about making paper airplanes. His hobby led him into the profession of aeronautical engineer. I like the site because it gives you not only some practical advice on how to build paper airplanes, but it also helps to see that you are not alone in your hobby and there are other people who take it just as seriously as you do. Speaker 3.
It might seem crazy, but my hobby is bending metal forks. I learned how to do it from an internet site which gives detailed instructions on this process. What I actually wanted was to impress my friends by doing something unusual and funny. It really worked. Strangely, it doesn't work all the time, and I can't explain what the success depends upon. I think some of the sculptures you can get from forks are pretty cool. They look like scorpions, sometimes like people. I took pictures of these sculptures and put them on the walls in my room. I like having friends around and showing these photos to them because people don't usually believe it's possible.
Speaker 4.
I'm really into Tai Chi. It's an excellent variation in martial arts. It can have a philosophical element that I don't always agree with. But I enjoy the physical exercises that are, in fact, very slow and very controlled martial art moves. I'm not really that into team sports, but that doesn't mean I avoid teams. I decided to look into some debating societies and try that out. I found it can be very stimulating to think on my feet, develop an argument with very little lead time, and present it in a short fixed period of time. This I'm supposed to do while supporting my teammates and building the platform for the net presenter. This process did not come easily to me, but I managed to become moderately proficient at it. I actually ended up doing well enough in public speaking to win an international exchange visit from the local Lions Club.
Speaker 5.
My hobby is surfing the net and finding about interesting and unusual things. I believe it makes me a more interesting person. Last week I came across a site of the Secret Society of Happy People. At first I thought it was a joke, but it turned out to be a real-life society that was formed in 1998. The idea behind it is to encourage people to express happiness and discourage those who don't like hearing happy news. I thought it was a really great idea because what we keep hearing on the news every day is mostly bad. The site gives people a chance to talk about the happiest moments in their lives, vote for the happiest events, inventions, and social changes in the world, and even take part in some campaigns organized by the members of this society. It's amazing how much you can learn about the world today from the internet.